Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Bret Scott's, a book that seriously made me rethink every time I tap my phone to pay for coffee. Sophie, I have to ask, did you feel a little paranoid after reading this?
Some. Hello.
And yes, absolutely. But also kind of empowered. Like, the book gave me this whole new lens for seeing something we do every single day without thinking. Scott's big argument is that we're in the middle of a quiet war between two kinds of money, physical cash, which he calls crowd money, and digital money, which he calls cloud money. And the fight over which one wins is not just about convenience.
Right. And he starts by redefining what cash actually is. I love the point that a banknote is a bearer instrument. If I hand you a $10 bill, that's it. The transaction is final. No bank, no server, no approval needed. It's peer-to-peer, anonymous, and it doesn't require anyone's permission.
Exactly.
And that's what makes it radical. Cash is a public utility. It's been around for centuries, and it works for everyone, even people without a bank account or a smartphone. But cloud money, your Venmo balance, your credit card, your Apple Pay, that's different. It's entries on a centralized ledger owned by a corporation. Every transaction is recorded, reversible, and subject to fees and approval. Scott calls it permissioned money.
Yeah, and that's where the cloud money cartel comes in. It's not a conspiracy, it's just a bunch of powerful players with aligned interests: Visa, MasterCard, Apple, Google, big banks, and government agencies. They all benefit from eliminating cash, because cash is the one form of money that exists outside their control.
And the narrative they push is so effective. Cash is dirty, cash is for criminals, cash is inefficient. But Scott dismantles that really well. He points out that most cash is used for everyday legal transactions, and that the real money laundering happens through the formal financial system, shell companies, offshore accounts. The war on cash is really a war on the poor, the unbanked, and anyone who values privacy.
The part that got me was the psychological angle. Cash is weight. When you hand over 20, you feel the loss. But tapping your phone? It's almost gamified. You get rewards points, cash back. It's designed to make you spend more without thinking.
Right, and that abstraction is dangerous. Scott uses the cloud metaphor really well. It's not just a tech term. It's this vague, ethereal space where money just floats around. But behind that cloud are corporate databases that track every single purchase you make. Your coffee, your political donations, your therapy payments, all of it becomes a data point used to profile you.
And that's the surveillance part. Cash is the only form of money that allows for a truly private transaction. In a cloud money world, your ability to spend depends on your credit score, your social credit, and that data can be sold, hacked, or used against you. Scott warns that the West is building its own version of China's social credit system, just through private companies instead of the government.
He also takes on central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs. On the surface, a digital dollar sounds like a public good, but Scott is deeply skeptical. He argues that CBDCs would give the state the power to program money, to make it expire, to restrict what it can be spent on, to impose negative interest rates directly. It's a power grab.
Yeah, that was chilling. The idea that your money could have an expiration date, or that the government could freeze your wallet and effectively banish you from the economy. Scott doesn't want to abolish digital money. He advocates for a pluralistic system where cash, private cloud money, and public digital currencies coexist, with strong legal protections for anonymous physical currency.
And the book is not just a critique, it's a call to arms. He wants us to see the defense of cash as a political issue. We need to harden cash, make it more accessible and resilient, instead of apologizing for it. Because at the end of the day, the fight to keep cash alive is a fight to keep the economy grounded in the real world and to preserve a space for private, peer-to-peer exchange.
So my single takeaway? The future of money isn't just about technology. It's about who gets to decide who can pay, who can save, and who can participate in the economy. And that crumpled bill in my pocket is actually a pretty radical tool for liberation.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Bret Scott's is a powerful reminder that sometimes the simplest technology, a piece of paper and a metal coin, can be the most radical defense of freedom we have left. We'll see you in the next one.